Entering prayer. God, our God, we cry out. Your beloved needs you now. Draw us near. Calm our fear, our anxiety, and our worry. And speak your word that all people may hear. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible has many passages about pain. Take, for instance, the story of Hagar and her young son Ishmael. They had been living with Abraham and Sarah for some time, and then suddenly, out of the blue, one day Abraham approached them and said to them, "Get out. You're not welcome to live with us anymore. You must leave this place and never come back." So Hagar and her son left, and they had with them only one bottle of water, and they wandered out into the desert. When that bottle of water had gone, they were in despair. Ishmael had grown fragile, and he was dehydrated. So Hagar did the only thing she could think to do. She placed him beneath a small bush into the shade of that bush. And in desperation and knowing the situation at hand, she could not take or bear to look at her son as they perished. So she walked a few feet away so that she could not see her son. The Bible also has stories about discomfort. And the Israelites experienced discomfort. They had been slaves for years by the Egyptians, and suddenly they found themselves being led by Moses out in the desert. And again, in the desert, there weren't many resources, so they were hungry and they were thirsty. And they began to complain to Moses about their situation. They said, "Moses, if we were back in Egypt, we would have meat to eat. Yes, we know it's not Ruth Christie Steakhouse, but it's not rump roast either. Out here, Moses, we don't have anything to eat. We are uncomfortable being here in the desert." Within the Bible, there are also passages about joy. Paul and Barnabas, two missionary buddies, experienced joy as they went from town to town and city to city proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ is the Savior and that He rose after 3 days from the dead. Of course, there were bumps along the way. But when they shared that message with the people around them, they were filled with joy. There are also stories in the Bible about comfort. Jeremiah, who is known in the Old Testament as the weeping prophet, was charged to go and to talk to the Israelites and to point out the wrongs that they were committing and to call them to repentance. And that is exactly what he did. But the Israelites weren't interested in what he had to say. They wanted to do what they pleased. And so Jeremiah began to cry out to God. And God showed up to Jeremiah. And God made a promise to Jeremiah. God promised that he would draw his people back to himself and that he would be their God. And that promise brought comfort to Jeremiah, as that promise also brings comfort to us. We all know that pain and discomfort, joy and comfort are all part of this life. And we are confronted by that reality in the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John. The passage begins this way. "I am the true vine. My Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes." Now, I know that plants cannot speak. I don't know if they have feelings or not, but I imagine every time the shed is opened and the pruning tools are taken out, there is an audible gasp by all the plants out there. The point of pruning is to trim away some of that plant so that it can prosper all the more, so that it can flourish, so that its blossoms will be bountiful. But that doesn't make a lot of sense to me, because when I look at a healthy plant, I think, why in the world would you chop any of it off? Why would you deadhead this plant? But I have been assured by several gardeners that when you deadhead something, it flourishes all the more. More blossoms bloom each year. Every time you prune a plant, it becomes stronger and healthier. But that process has to be painful. Getting something cut off or cut out isn't comfortable. And that is the point that Jesus is making in the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John. When we, the followers of Jesus Christ, are pruned by God, when the places of deceit, of lies, of false humility, of pride and idolatry, all unrighteousness, when that is cut out of us, it is painful. When you feel Jesus at work in your life, calling you from the fun, comfortable place that you've been living in to a new, unfamiliar place, that place is uncomfortable. And the process is a difficult one. But just like plants, the pruning that happens in our lives helps us to bear more fruit. But just like the rest of the Bible, there is also joy in this text. Jesus said in verse 3, "You have already been cleansed by the words that I have spoken." In Jesus, or as the text says, abiding in Jesus, the guilt and penalty of our sins have been removed from us. Abiding in Jesus and Jesus abiding in us, we stand before God as declared righteous, forgiven for our past wrongs, our present slip-ups, and our future mistakes. It is in Jesus' words that we find immeasurable joy. We have been cleansed, our sins have been removed, and we stand before God as righteous. So there are many passages in the Bible that speak directly to pain and discomfort. Hagar and Ishmael were in pain, but God sent his holy host to them to give them water and to help them through their situation. If you look around you this morning, you will see God's holy host present to you. If you are suffering pain in this world and at this time, there are people all around you willing to help you through that pain. God was also present to the Israelites. God sent to them manna, little pieces of bread to eat, and he sent to them pheasants. Though they were uncomfortable, they had what they needed. There are also many other passages in the Bible that speak to joy. Paul and Barnabas experienced joy. And Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, experienced comfort when God showed up. The pruning done in our lives by God is a painful process. But the Gospel of John in the 15th chapter does not end with pruning. There is in this passage an explicit charge to everyone who follows Jesus Christ. And it's the second time that we've heard this charge. In Genesis chapter 1, God said to Adam and Eve while they were still in the garden to be fruitful. And John is now picking up on that language and says, we are to bear fruit. So the question becomes, is bearing fruit an inward process? And the answer is yes. Bearing fruit has to do with personal devotions, with Bible studies, and with prayer. But bearing fruit also has to do with the outward things. How we treat creation. Are we stewards of what God has given us? Do we recycle our paper when we are finished with it? It also has to do with how we treat one another. Do we honor them? Are we kind to them? Do we speak gently about them? And it has to do with love. Do we bear with one another in love? Are we present to each other even when things aren't easy? Even when life is difficult? Do we walk with and love one another? The answer to that question is yes. And in answering that question, we bear the fruit of Christ. Though pruning is difficult and painful, the pruning Christ does in your life will make you blossom and flourish in ways that you never thought possible. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.